John Bradley was a medic with the Marine Corps and was immortalized along with five comrades as they hoisted the flag on Iwo Jima. Bradley grew up in Appleton, and now his native town symphony is practicing for a world premiere of a piece inspired by that event. The work is called Quiet Heroes. It was composed by Christopher Brubeck. No recording has been made yet, but Brubeck says part of his inspiration came from the bells of Appleton's St. Joseph Church.
It's the weirdest church bells I've ever heard in my life. It's like a minor blues. It's like doom, 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 doom.
Brubeck pays musical tribute to the formative years of each Marine before the onset of war.
It's like weird church bells, but then it sort of hit me like, oh, I'm thinking of Appleton as this innocent place, and then these church bells are like this ominous thing of the war, you know, being a decade away, creeping over from the other side, you know, with the Japanese expansion ambitions.
Brubeck named the piece Quiet Heroes because, he says, too often during war, the public only hears from politicians and not those doing the fighting. John Bradley died in 1994. His widow, Betty, says she can't wait to hear the symphony. She's surprised by the flurry of attention her husband is getting, and she finds it somewhat amusing he's being paid a musical tribute.
You know, my husband was not very musical. Like in church, I would lean toward him to sing so that he'd stay in tune because he was almost a monotone.
And she says the title is fitting because John Bradley was quiet about his World War II experiences.
He just didn't talk about it, and some of the children said that they were afraid to mention it. It was like the elephant in the living room.
If John Bradley was reluctant to talk about it, another Marine veteran isn't. The symphony includes moments of narration, which will come from actor and pitchman Wilford Brimley. He served at the tail end of the Korean conflict. Brimley hopes at the very least the audience Saturday will be entertained.
I'm certainly not here to lecture anybody or try to change anybody's point of view. This is a very accurate recording of some history that's very, very pertinent and important. And be nice if they listen.
But composer Christopher Brubeck says the piece does have some modern relevance, and he thinks John Bradley's experience is a reminder that Marines still face dangers every day.
Because as far as you're concerned, only the super quiet heroes are the dead ones that never came back.
The Fox Valley Symphony expanded seating for Saturday's debut performance at the Fox City's Performing Arts Center. A limited number of tickets are still available. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.